Welcome back mga kati, at pumitik na naman po ang aking audio, so lalayo na naman ako. This is your astrologer, Gemini na si Bern.
And this is your astrologer na Scorpio na si Nikki.
And this is your astrologer, Virgo na si VP. And welcome to Chastrology! Yeah!
Nag-aano na, nag-iiba-iba na.
Oo nga, gusto mo yung may vibrato. Welcome to the podcast where we talk about anything and everything under the sun, moon, and stars. So whether you're a Libra or a Cancer or a Scorpio, as long as hindi ka Cancer ng bayan, we'll talk about you and your sign when the time comes. Kung kailan yon, ang universe lang ang nakakaalam.
Kakaalam.
Lalagyan mo ba uli ng echo yan?
Oo nga, alam mo, the past few times, like I think nakakalimutan ko lagyan ng echo.
Yung RuPaul, RuPaul style.
The RuPaul echo. So I guess this time dapat bumalik na siya.
Okay.
I know.
Hopefully I remember.
Yes.
Kaya yan, since okay, ano pa naman yan. May few days ka pa.
Yeah.
Ayun.
Ayan.
So tayo another mga bago episode. Na naman. Another.
Uy, happy Sagittarius season.
Happy ano?
Happy
Sagittarius season.
Yes. Time to bring out the knives.
Yes.
So fun.
Scorpio season was all about lang sa ano, revealing secrets and receipts.
Oo.
Pa-shout out lang sa mga favorite naming Sagittarius.
Yes.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Queen.
And ano, shout out din sa isa pa naming favorite na Sagittarius in 1, 2, 3.
Teka, sino?
Wala pa tayong favorite na Sagittarius?
Si Jillian.
Marami.
Madami.
Si Jillian.
Ayan.
Si Ezra.
Si
Danny.
Si Ron.
Na nakipagbardahan ulit. Ganda.
Actually. Dami. I love Saggies.
Yeah.
You know, sabi ko nga, diba, if Geminis are the life of the party, Sagittarius are the party.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Sila yung party.
Diba?
And
okay. So, another episode, another list ng ating mga pairings.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, in no particular order, we have Aries and Virgo, Taurus and Gemini, Cancer and Leo, Scorpio and Sagittarius, Libra and Aquarius, Capricorn and Pisces.
Ooh, congratulations to our top six. You have made it to the final round.
Yes.
Next week, malalaman natin kung sino makakapasok sa finals ng
Pera or
The Boys.
Ayan, The Boys.
The Boys.
PH.
Oo, ang ganda. Ayan.
Okay. Kasalukuyan pong nakaka-experience kami ng konting
Technical difficulties. Kaninong
meron
signal yan?
Konte.
Oo. Sinina wala ng signal.
Hindi ko alam.
Nagbabalik.
But, ano, hopefully, wala naman yun sa recording, pero kami,
yeah, kami hindi kami magkaintindihan. Pero ayan, okay na. Bern, nandiyan ka pa ba?
Ako ba yun?
I'm not sure. Oo. Maybe. Ay, alam mo, nagkakatotoo talaga every time we say na this is the podcast that's never without a struggle.
I know.
Friend, it's always been that since episode season one.
When they said pick a struggle, sis, we said we have 4 seasons of struggles.
Yes. And it's ongoing.
Yes.
Next week po,
still ongoing.
Next week, ano, papalitan na po namin yung pangalan. Welcome to Struggle, the podcast.
Yes! Struggle Astrology. Again.
Struggle Astrology.
Struggle.
Struggles.
Ang ganda.
Ang ganda.
Tinali yung mga
Struggle, the podcast.
Oo.
Skullord.
Okay, game, simulan na natin. Paikutin na natin ang ruleta ng tadhana. Wow.
Yes, sino mauna?
O, may tawag na tayo sa kanya. Ako na mauna. At ang okay. Sabi ng ruleta ay, ako nga talaga mauna. Aries and Virgo.
Ginusto mo yan, te.
Why? This is, ano, this is me and my best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Kami ni Ian. Yes. Shout out dun sa best friend kong never pa nakikinig ng episode ng Astrology.
Which he was also a part of.
Oo, he used to be a part of. Well, kasi to be fair, lagi naman kami nagsichikahan, so bakit pa niya ako pakikinggan ng chumichika ng
album? It's like parang naririnig ko lagi yung boses mo. Diyos ko naman, papakinggan ko pa pa ulit yung boses mo.
And this
in
time,
a different platform.
This time, hindi niya ako mapipigilan magsalita.
Hindi kanya mababara.
The only thing he could do is pause ganyan or stop.
It's like tying down that Aries on a chair and
forcing him to listen.
Yes. Which actually is the relationship ng Aries and Virgo, as in
yes.
The tolerance level sa kanilang dalawa for them to work talaga kailangan mataas. Sabi dito sa ating source ay Aries' energy is very fiery and impetuous, while Virgo's is much slower and much more grounded. So, di ba, you have a fire sign and you have an earth sign. Doon pa lang, medyo, baliktad na sila ng energy. But, once they look beneath each other's surface, that's where they see what lies beneath. So, si Aries now becomes the dominant, aggressive, goal-oriented partner. And okay. Virgo naman is the one who is shy and patient that will work towards achieving those goals.
Yes. So, pareho naman silang goal-oriented. Iba lang talaga yung atake nila.
Totoo. Yes. So, lahat ng hindi natatapos ni Aries, itutuloy ni Virgo.
Virgo. Okay.
Is that a subtle shade?
A little.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, Ian, we started this.
And then,
hindi siya finisher.
Where you na? Exactly.
Sabi nga dito sa akin na, there are, Aries and Virgo are an odd couple. Pero if they laugh at their differences, they could overcome them. Kasi si Aries, may possibility na they could stun the reserved Virgo with their upfront and at times unsubtle ways. So yung mga Virgo kasi medyo may reservations, they like old-fashioned stuff and incremental moves. Mm-hmm. Pero si Aries kasi biglaan gulatan to ganyan. So, diba? Ayun.
Ikaw, Niki, sabi dyan?
Padugtong din siya. Yung napulot ko naman na material, they both value hard work and ambition as well as clear and sharply deduced information. This is what makes them great as colleagues, but this is not exactly the most important set of values a happy couple would share. So, it's more of a beneficial partnership instead of a romantic relationship.
Ano yung tawag doon sa biology, yung kapag they keep the relationship? Ayun, symbiotic relationship.
Symbiotic.
Yes.
Oh, today you learn.
Yes. Symbiotic relationship, yun yung kapag naturuan mo yung partner mong maniwala kay God.
Oh my God,
tapos magsisimba
yes.
kayo lang.
Simba, yotik.
Simba.
Diba? Ganda.
It took me 0.5 seconds to get that.
Ganda diba? Talaga.
Natutunan ko yan sa ating very religious podcast, Godless Longganisa. Godless Longganisa.
Shout out to Dandan and Angie.
Sabi, sa loob-loob ka, kailangan may sasabihin ko something scientific kasi narinig ko God. Simba kasi. Puta.
Or it's a relationship that's founded on watching The Lion King.
Simba. Ganda. Ganda talaga.
In the Pride Lands. So ang ganda ng description dito na ano, si Aries daw, masyado siya, yung fervor, mm-hmm. hindi ko alam kung ano yung Tagalog ng fervor, pero it makes them like a bull in a China shop.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Actually, mm-hmm. actually, parang, actually more of a ram in a China shop.
mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
quite
so,
literally.
So, pakawalan mo isang ano, nagwawalang ram. Na puro, or kahit dun sa ano yung section dun sa SM, mall sa SM na ano
puro
na puro babasagin yeah. na ayaw mong lumayo yung kamay mo sa tabi mo kapag naglalakad ka doon.
Correct. You just know na parang move one thing and parang
bayad
or
bayad.
Or kailangan tignan mo muna yung presyo niya kung afford ba natin mabasag
to.
Okay, ocean lang naman pala. Sige, pwede yan. Kaya yan.
Tapos yung mahirap doon minsan, yung mga ano, yung presyo na nakatatak sa ilalim.
Mm-mm. Oo nga. Sa ilalim.
So bubuhatin mo talaga siya para makita yung price. Ay,
exactly.
They do it on purpose, no? Para ano...
Pag nabasag mo,
bayad mo.
Yeah.
Parang, oops, surprise! Alamin natin kung magkano ang presyo ng nabasag niya.
Oh my God, naging game show.
Nice to look, nice to touch, but if you break it, ano yun? So, well, whatever,
you pay
something.
For it?
If you break it, fuck you.
E di wag niya lagay yung presyo sa ilalim. Anyway, moving forward. Sabi nga dito naman, is that, the best aspect of an Aries-Virgo relationship is that they are ineffective together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun nga, very symbiotic relationship. They really just feed off of each other's best qualities and then it's very professional yung relationship nila.
Yes.
Parang, kung yung pagkukulang ng isa, fino-fulfill ng isa. So parang, I guess in a romantic relationship, it also works. Diba?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's correct.
As long as they see beyond the what's just in front of you.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Kasi nga sabi dito, one initiates and the other supports.
Oo, totoo.
And so yun.
I guess yun nga talaga yung theme ng pairings natin today. I'd yes. like to call it tiis ganda. Kasi
tolerance.
Oo. Kasi it's a matter of tolerance eh. The more you tiis, the more ganda the relationship.
The more ganda. Nagiging stable siya.
Yes, di ba? So, tiis-tiis talaga para gumanda-ganda. Yung relationship.
Yung relationship.
Oo. Kung yung isa't isa, depende na yun sa inyo.
Kung may datong, edi okay.
Edi okay, good for you.
May pang, ano, may pang derma.
Totoo.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, next ano na. Tayo. Okay. Yes.
Sige. Since may internet na ako, thank Woo! You, Sky. Click to spin.
Congrats.
Na Cancer and Leo siya napunta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me pull up the page. Ayan. Okay. So, Cancer and Leo, medyo... Ito ano regarding yung pananaw nila with their values.
Mm-hmm.
They simply don't value the same things. Although this is the point where they separate their ways, it usually takes them long to realize this fact.
Mm.
And Cancer, ito yung ano nila, yung medyo specifics nila. Cancer values tenderness, emotions, family, and a stable life with someone.
Mm-hmm.
While Leo values initiative, passion, energy, and focus. So there is really something that will both value in the same way or put in the same spot under on their priority list. So medyo hindi sila match doon. And pero pagdating naman daw sa emotions, emotions are truly a beautiful thing for this couple. Both signs represent love, although, again, it's not the same love.
it's from a different, ano.
They're
coming from different, perspective. Sabi nga, Leo and Cancer handle emotions differently and seek different kinds of attention. Kasi, Leo may not be able to reassure the sensitive moon child, which is Cancer. Mm-hmm. Tapos, if Cancer gets too needy, Leo will lose respect. So, yun. But, they could both have a playful attitude and a desire for
an exciting new life.
In Las Vegas, USA. And therefore, an epic, enduring romance. Tapos parang, yung mga date daw nila parang mga ano, favorite activities from childhood.
Okay. I can see
mga
that.
Mga ganyan. Although Cancer would have a harder time with big crowds compared to Leo. Yeah. Tapos si Leo naman, si Leo likes romantic gestures. Tapos si Cancer naman, they would know how and when to show sincere affection from that.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Diba?
And sabi nga din dito is that ang Leo, diba, is ruled by the sun.
Yes.
And then Cancer is ruled by the moon.
Sobrang contrasting, no?
Oo. And they have like contrasting energies din. You have a masculine energy, you have a feminine energy.
Oh,
but ang ano naman daw, ang catch is that as long as they are mindful of their differences, parang the sun understands na you need to shine some light towards the moon for it to glow. Oo.
Yeah.
And the moon understands na you must be in the sun's way para makasalo ka ng ilaw. I think na yung analogy na to parang na mention natin a few seasons ago. Yung Cancer as a sun, na parang yung pagiging enigmatic and bright niya, nakukuha niya talaga dun sa mga sources of light. So, as long as they
reflect niya lang.
Oo. So, as long as they know each other's needs and differences, diba? It could work. They could make it work for sure.
Perfect.
Ang ganda, no? Ang dami nating science on this episode.
Oo nga, eh. Symbiosis.
Yun nga. Ang solar system.
Correct. Diba?
Yung upside daw nung pairing na to is they could, they're good at being loyal friends. They love their families.
Mm-hmm.
But in different ways. And they share an urge for creative expressions with a personal bent. Pero, ang downside, they could get lost in... in their subjective viewpoints kasi childish si Cancer tapos ma-douse naman si Leo tapos introvert si Cancer, extrovert si Leo, ganyan.
Actually, tas, so yun. Si Leo yung ayaw magpatalo, si Cancer yung medyo imamanipulate ka para manalo siya.
Correct.
Yes.
So
yun.
Good luck with that. So hindi talaga true yung ano, no, opposite sa track palagi.
Oo.
No.
Kasi pagka ganito yung opposites mo, parang dies.
It takes a lot. It takes a lot
struggle
to for attraction to happen.
Parang ang diba? Hirap kasi you have a Leo na sobrang like, kailangan niya ng majestic siya and
yes.
may strong aura.
But then you have doesn't want that.
Oh. And it's
diba? Parang more off si Cancer.
Oh. And it's not a fair fight. I mean, you have a lion and a crab.
A crab.
But in this case, hindi siya coconut crab. It's
the sea crab or
a normal crab, a beach crab. That you get. A hermit crab.
Oh, yun. Parang ganun. Parang paano na, te?
Yeah, true.
But ang ano naman daw is that a Leo and a Cancer may commit emotionally to a relationship as long as they follow their natural instincts and devote themselves completely. Excuse me. To one another.
Yes and height.
Bato ko na aching.
Baka may nakaalala sa'yo.
Oo, sino nakaalala sa'yo?
May nakakaalala sa akin.
Number 57.
Gago. Alam ko yan, ginagawa ko yan kapag may nagtanong ng number. Number 27. Tapos bibilangin nyo.
Saktong isa sa ano, lagpas.
Lalagpas.
Oo. Oo, di ba?
Balik siya sa A.
So, okay. Parang, yung iba pa talaga parang bibilangin pa nila is parang pagdating ng X, Y, Z, A. Ay, gago ka. Doon lang nila marirealize.
Oo. Saya.
Oo. But, ayun, I guess yung bottom line sa dalawang to, sa Cancer and Leo, like you can make a lion and a Cancer live together in a harmonious relationship. When?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, how?
When they understand their mutual need for security.
Mm-mm.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
So parang, o basta meron tayong patag na foundation, we'll be fine.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, it does make sense kasi underneath it all, Leos are very insecure people.
Oo.
Totoo.
Yeah.
They're very critical kaya, of themselves. Eh.
Correct.
Yes, kaya they're very showy. They look larger than life because either tinatakpan nila yung insecurities nila or they're, you know, trying to brush aside attention from that. Minsan they overcompensate. So yeah, if they understand that they both have a need for security. Si Cancer naman iba yung ano niya, yung pinanggagalingan niya in terms of security.
Mm-hmm.
So yun, if they understand each other from that, siguro pwede. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. That's true.
Okay.
So
ano next pairing tayo? Sana may scientific ulit.
Oo nga.
Ako na pala, wait.
Ikaw na, Burn.
Tanggalin ko lang yung list. Si Cancer in
Leo.
Ito na, nagsispin na tayo.
Okay.
At napunta tayo kay Scorpio and Sagittarius.
Scorpio and Sagittarius.
Interesting.
Literally yung seasons ng ano natin.
Yung this transition period.
Yes.
Kaka-transition lang.
Uh-oh.
So, yan. Same then. Mm-hmm. If the couple accepts their differences and don't try to change each other, they can build trust. Especially important for both of them, actually. Since Scorpio is naturally untrusting and Sagittarius can smell bullshit a mile away. Both of them can smell bullshit a mile away. So, yeah. So, parang if they lay down all their cards on the table. They could start building that trust and they could probably make it work from there.
Okay.
So yeah. Si Sagittarius daw, subtle, passionate, hypersensitive to signals. Si Sagittarius naman charming, trickster, seeker, ganyan. So yun.
Okay.
Parang ano sila, sabi dito, para silang laging getting to know you face.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Actually,
yun.
Kasi yun din yung sabi nga dito eh, na parang when a Scorpio and a Sagittarius are together, parang they should take their time to slow things down and take their time to really get to know each other on a deep level.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Kasi they run the risk daw of getting ahead of themselves.
Yeah.
Kasi diba parang may, you have two go-getting signs eh.
Totoo.
Oo.
Intense pareho.
Oo, intense na go-getter. But magkaiba sila ng paraan.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Parang ano siya eh, Scorpio is how do I say this? is an ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos Sagittarius is a wildfire. So like parang ang aalamin nila is what makes you tick. Ganyan. What feeds your fire? What feeds your depth?
Yes.
Ganyan.
Okay.
So yun.
So what feeds your fire? Sure.
Gasolito.
Too soon.
Well,
we went there.
You have a flaming arrow and a pile of gasoline.
Yes,
diba?
Exactly.
In this relationship, so
Holy shit.
Good. I just have one question.
Yes.
Are they 5'11"? Shut up.
No. Well, I'm 5'11", stop pero...
Stop appropriating Gasolito culture.
Oh, Lord.
So, diba, parang the debate is still open whether or not there is Gasolito culture, but we know that there is Gasol culture.
Yeah.
Which is the Scorpio.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Yes. Uh-oh.
But, ang wait lang ha, bago ko mag-move on, Burn. Mm. Burn, pakigalawang cellphone.
Oo nga eh.
Oh my God, hello.
Kanina ka pa grounded.
Yeah, parang nagahanap ng signal yung phone.
Oo.
Ano
parang
ba?
Parang nakikinig sa modem ng dial-up. Ayan.
Yes, ayan. Go.
Ano
cool,
ba
peace
yan?
And quiet. Parang sabi ko, shit, I already have this noise inside my head. I don't need
but
it in my
another,
ears.
But there's another, noise.
May, gusto ko na may stack. So na may static sa head mo. Nandito naman ako sa usual place ko.
So
sa
weird.
Dining table.
So weird. Ako din. Usual place. Ayan. Medyo na nanihimik. So,
nawala na siya.
Oo. I hope we're fine. Okay. Anyway, yun. Tutuloy ko lang ha. Ang sabi nga dito is that Sagittarius is the spontaneous partner while Scorpio is the more subdued partner. So, si Sagittarius, kumbaga, yung magtatanong na parang, saan gusto kumain? Si Scorpio yung, kahit saan. Tapos, Panda Express. Ayoko dun eh. Ayoko ng Chinese. Tokyo. Ayoko rin ng Japanese eh. Pwedeng European. Shakey's.
Ito ba yung
European eh.
Ito ba yung pinapanood mo sa aming BL?
Na?
Yung ano, yung cute.
Cherry
Magic?
Hindi. They just the other night.
Yung Ton Hon Chon Lati.
Oo, yun. Diba? May scene doon na gustong kumain ni ano, ni what's his name?
Ni Ton.
Ni Ton.
Tapos si Chon yung nagsasuggest.
Si Chon nagsasuggest, tapos ayaw ni Ton. So, parang, so may alam ka na palang gustong kainan.
Dapat di mo sinabi.
Oo. Ganda.
Siyempre, bibigay niya sa'yo yung freedom of ano, yung feeling ng freedom of choice. But
not
no.
Exactly.
Yes, ganon. So,
okay.
Oh well.
Ang ganda rin pala dito sinabi na ano, Scorpio's trust has to be earned.
Mm.
Tapos si Sagittarius naman, easy picking lang siya. So, ang maganda dito is parang si Sagittarius yung... Grabe naman yung pagkakadescribe dito. Sagittarius finds Scorpio's palpable sexuality intriguing, seeing it as a promise of something vigorous to come.
Okay.
Yeah. Tapos sabi, the archer wins Scorpio's interest by being forthright without a hidden agenda. Which they are, kasi takle sa mga Sagittarians.
Yes.
So si Scorpio naman finds that with Sagittarius, what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
And that helps with the trust issue.
Okay.
So, pwedong kadugtong din to. Kasi sabi, two such strong individuals give each other exactly what each of them needs when it comes to their mental compatibility. Not only does Scorpio feel lighter, more optimistic about life and everything in it when communicating with a Sagittarius, but the depth that they give to a Sagittarius's mind and ways to reach conclusions is impossible for any other sign. So, si Sagi yung nagbibigay ng lightness, ng adventure, ng sense of fulfillment para kay Scorpio. Mm-hmm. And then, si Scorpio naman ang nagbibigay nung layers para kay Sagittarius to appreciate na hindi nila nakikita before. Kasi nga, straightforward lang sila and they fail to sometimes see beneath the layers. And si Scorpio na yung nag-decipher nun para sa kanya.
So it's like parang ano, for a Sagittarius, each new layer of a Scorpio is an adventure. If they learn to see it that way, diba, it could work.
Mm-hmm. Actually, yun sabi nga din dito na parang bagay na bagay siya dun sa Tiis Ganda theme. kasi parang once they understand daw each other's baggages, wow.
Ooh.
Kasi diba parang the way they handle their baggage, si Scorpio, different, very understated. Tapos, si Sagittarius, very, I'm over it. Ganon.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Pero may dala siya. Diba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, once they understand each other's baggages that they carry, yung security na napoprovide nila sa each other, yun yung nagpapabetter ng relationship.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, diba? Tiis ganda talaga yung ano din, yung mga pairs.
Struggle din siya. Effort.
Ano naman daw, sabi, as long as they communicate and celebrate their differences, ayun, meron silang fruitful and loving relationship. Oh.
Yes, and speaking of differences, si Scorpio yung deep and wide versus Sagittarius na quick on the mark.
Uh-huh.
Tapos meron silang probable commitment issues kasi emotionally smothering si Scorpio versus si Sagittarius na breaking away.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tapos, secretive versus an open book. Ganyan.
So,
diba? Actually, so, no. At least aware sila.
Ano, no? Aware? Aware saan?
Aware sila sa differences na yan.
Diba? Correct. Okay.
Yan.
So, habang inaayos ni Bern ang kanyang signal, kasi may static ulit, I would just like to remind everyone na nakikinig ngayon na you can always listen to other episodes of Cha Astrology the Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever, any platform pa dyan. It's all for free. Just go to Linktree, that's linktr.ee/ Cha Astrology, and you'll find the links to all of our platforms there. And syempre, diba, you can always tag us on Facebook and Instagram or tweet us on Twitter, or now you can fleet us. Yes. Diba, you can tweet us or fleet us at Cha Astrology.
Astrology.
So, alam nyo na yan, boys and girls and everything in between, diba?
Yes.
So bakit pa ako nagsispill every episode? Charot.
Requirement siya.
Kasi pa required. Ayan. So, inikot ko na ang ating mahiwagang Wheel of Fate. Wheel of Fate pa sinabi ko kanina.
Wheel Desire.
Hindi. Something. Hindi, parang I called something
kapalaran.
Basta.
Gulong ng kapalaran.
Ayan. Sige. Let's just say it's the Wheel of Fate at ang napili niya ngayon ay Capricorn and Pisces.
Okay.
This sounds like a lot of work.
True.
Sounds like a lot of tolerance.
Girl, oo nga.
Ano?
Oo. Because you have like a two-horned devil and you have two fishes.
Uh-oh.
Diba? But actually, ang sabi nga dito sa source ko is that it may seem that on the surface, sila yung definition ng opposites attract. Mm. But, you have an ultimately stubborn and regimented Capricorn. Actually, no, sila nga pala yung peak earth sign stubborn, stubborn and order, ganyan.
Yes.
And then, you have a dreamy and emotional Pisces. So,
medyo mahirap nga. Oh my God.
Ayan. Sabi nga dito, to be honest, this couple can be devoted to one another if they don't eat each other off by them. So,
parang ibang kainan.
Oo nga eh, baka different kind of
eat. Hindi ito yung masaya. Hindi ito yung masaya.
True. Literal to, cannibalism to.
Yes.
Pero parang ang ganda nga nung sinabi dito na guarded Capricorn turns to butter around the charming and gentle Pisces.
Ooh.
So if Pisces is finding their feet, Capricorn naman finds a way to be useful, to take charge. Tapos, Pisces then doesn't mind if Capricorn leads the way as long as the venues are atmospheric and artful.
Ay. Kindness. Si Dreamy Pisces talaga.
Oo. Oh, oh.
May requirement.
May needs.
May, oo.
Hindi pwedeng ano, hindi pwedeng, anong tawag dun sa ano? Brutalist.
Oo. Hindi pwedeng brutalist. Or bare bones.
Architecture.
Chili.
Ganyan.
Ikaw, Nikki.
Ayun.
Ito. Maganda rin yung nasabi dito. There's a certain consistency in their way of approaching their values. It's strange how someone like Pisces can value stable emotions that much, mm-hmm. but they help them to finally rest their mind and their heart when they're in a stable emotional relationship.
Oh.
Capricorn will surprisingly value one's ability to be in touch with their emotions and have a clear vision of a positive outcome. So, medyo nagko-compliment siya doon.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they will have a real problem in approaching the use of beliefs and emotions in everyday life. Kasi nga, si Capricorn medyo structured, medyo procedural, but Pisces Mm-mm. is more on idealism.
Mm-mm.
Kasi si Capricorn, ano siya, rational, but Pisces is doesn't want to be rational.
Sabi nga karagtong niya na parang the goat okay. gets exasperated.
Hello, Burn, where are you?
Ano ba yan? Wala na naman ako. Hello.
Okay, ayan. Sige.
Ayan.
As I was saying, the goat gets exasperated when Pisces resists following a linear path to success. Kasi si Pisces, maraming pasikot-sikot.
Okay.
Tapos, they can't be rushed. Si Capricorn, they need to be patient for that.
Uh-oh.
Kasi kailangan ng time ni Pisces.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ganyan.
Kasi ano din eh, parang si Pisces daw, si Pisces wants to stick with their pursuits.
Yes.
While si Capricorn naman would like to stick with what's on their to-do list.
They want to finish their to-do list or their bucket.
Parang may parehas silang sinusundan na path, but it doesn't coincide in any way.
Correct. So, actually, yun yung theme, no?
Oo. Parang may kanya-kanya talaga sila. Kaya tiis ganda talaga to eh. Kasi parang kailangan yung tiisin.
Oo.
Diba? And ang sabi nga din dito is that when you get a Pisces and a Capricorn in a relationship, it is a unique blend of temperaments.
So,
emphasis on the words unique and blend.
Kape?
Parang kape.
Oo, girl. Parang, this is no single origin shit.
It's a lot of beads.
Oo, diba? This is like, Vietnamese meets Thai meets Arabica beans.
ang maganda dito is kapag nag-work nila yung ano, parang dom-sub relationship, ang danger lang doon is when it gets abusive.
Mm-hmm. Paano? Abusive
so,
how?
Yun. Kasi Capricorn, I know it's a very patient sign, pero parang Pisces would push them to their limit, to the limits of their patience.
Actually.
So parang ang mangyayari ngayon, sila na yung magiging very domineering, mm-hmm. Bordering abusive na. Ganyan.
Pisces can turn into that. Yun.
Yeah, that's true. But I guess the most beautiful thing about these two naman daw is that when both partners ultimately find what they enjoy about each other, mm-hmm. and they'll realize that they both love to help another person with their goals.
Yes, correct.
So, tama naman, di ba? Na parang, okay, may to-do list ka, meron akong emotional pursuits, but I can help you finish that if you help me finish this. And then,
true, okay. Kasi hindi naman.
And then we can wine dine in 69 bang bang to the max after we're done.
Ganda. Okay,
diba?
Pisces pa naman naka 69 yung
earth. Oo nga.
Fish.
Diba? So parang si Pisces yung, the earlier we finish this, the more rounds we could get.
Yes. So,
round and round and round. Mm-hmm.
And round we go.
Pero yung theme pa din is consistent.
Oo. And yeah. Ayun. Sige, so let's move on to our penultimate yes. pairing. Yes?
Yes, okay. Penultimate.
Oh, I know the correct meaning niya. Of penultimate.
The meaning of penultimate sa mga nakikinig sa atin is second to the last.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Or yung ball pen na binili mo na tigwa 120, mahal yun eh. So yung penultimate.
Penultimate. Ang ganda.
Ultimate pen naman yata kasi. Parker.
Iba ba yun? Okay, ano na pili ng mahiwagang ano, mahiwagang ruleta ng kapalaran mo, Nikki?
Taurus and Gemini siya.
Ayan.
Ay.
Okay. Okay. Let me just...
Uh-oh. I heard.
Ito na nga.
Oops! I heard something about Taurus and Gemini, ano?
Oo, sabi nga dito na ano, they're neighbors on the zodiac wheel. And if the chemistry is right, they might find themselves kissing over the backyard fence.
Oh. It's the high school kind of love, but you know.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Tapos Taurus lightens up with Gemini, mm-hmm. and both of them, they like to sample the buffet of life mm-hmm. and each other.
Mm-hmm. Buffet of each other, ganda. Pero actually, yeah. sabi din nga dito, speaking of buffet and eating, oh. ano daw, Taurus kasi has the capacity to satisfy Gemini's two twins.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So...
The what?
The twins. I mean,
the twins. Ah,
both
okay.
twins. Ganyan. So, si twin 1 at si twin 2. Si B1 at si B2. Ngayon. So, parang, in a relationship, it can feel like they're in a throuple. But, well. It's more of, si Taurus can, parang, can give one twin of the Gemini the security and intimacy that it needs. While allowing the other twin mm-hmm. of Gemini, it's freedom.
That's nice.
Diba? So it's like a throuple minus the other one because the other one's just out there.
Around.
Doing things.
Sabi nga daw dito, with this combo, opposites attract sometimes since each other offers what the other lacks. Mm-hmm. Like, for being grounded... ng Taurus.
Uh-huh.
Kasi si Gemini, they need that so badly. So, ang kay, ano naman, kay Gemini is, they're very communicative, which the Taurus is more of the silent type.
Uh-uh.
Diba? Mm-hmm. So, yun. So, yung may mga ganung aspects
actually,
na they could complement each other.
Oo.
Ito naman yung sa yan. Akin. In fairness, medyo, ito yung values naman nila. Mm-hmm. Taurus values the earth, the material world, their emotions, and what is stable in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Gemini, mm-hmm. on the other hand, values the universe, ideas, and their rational mind in change.
Uh-huh.
This is where their differences in element nature strongly diverge, mm-hmm. and they mm-hmm. should really try hard to accept the true value of both their worlds in order to work out their differences.
Yes. Yun nga, parang yun yung kailangan nilang tiisin sa isa't isa na their worlds or what they value are different.
Different talaga.
Mm-hmm.
Si Taurus na materialistic and medyo stable ang gusto. Si Gemini naman. Gemini values meaning and ideas and change. Kasi si Gemini ang pinakamabilis mag-adapt sa change.
Oo.
Gemini.
Yeah, I'm a different person now.
Yeah.
Yun. So, ayun din. Actually, to parang summarize, ang dapat daw tinitiis ng Taurus Gemini sa relationship is their lack of a concrete emotional communication.
Oo. Kasi they're both medyo lacking sa emotions.
Oo. But, as long as
emotions,
they communicate the bulk of their lives to each other, and they'll find stability doon.
Okay.
So,
isa pa raw na ano? Isa pa raw na kailangan nilang ma-realize with each other is the difference of their personal velocities.
Mm-hmm.
Taurus is a slow sign. Gemini is fast. So, parang... if they could learn to let each other be with their
space,
speed, with their pace, they're good. Kasi may times naman din na parang it could complement each other. Kasi Gemini is a nervous spirit. And yung pagiging slow ni Taurus parang gives a sense of calmness for them. Mm-hmm. Where when conversely, parang may times na kailangan ni Taurus na magbilisan nila, ganyan. Gemini provides that pace when needed.
Diba? So ano lang, adjust lang talaga ng pacing.
Correct.
Yes. Diba? So sa mga ano dyan, yung Taurus and Gemini dyan, no? Listen to this episode. Baka might go well.
Baka may insights. Totoo. Na mapulot.
Ayan. And now we've...
Na-headsapan naman.
Okay, that's good. Buti yan. So, ayan. Okay. And now we've come to the last good. The last pairing of the night.
Yes.
Of the night.
Oh, the night.
Ano to, prom?
kahit alas 9 ng umaga ipopos.
Mali mo, gabi nila mapakinggan. So, of the night. Diba?
Uy, ang ganda nitong last pairing, parehong air sign.
Parehas na air sign.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sila ay ang...
Aquarius. Libra and Aquarius. Ta-da!
Yeah. Actually... Oo nga, medyo okay sila on the surface level kasi they both put mental needs or parang their mentality levels on a pedestal because they share their love for art and culture. Ganyan.
Yeah. Oo.
But sige, idugtong mo muna, Bern.
Go.
And that they're both social signs.
Yes.
So ang ano lang, ang the only thing here is that they're both restrictive when it comes to becoming influenced with their decisions.
Oh, okay.
So hindi sila...
Kasi Aquarius is a very independent sign.
Whereas Libra, kahit na...
Depends.
Actually,
So, depends on someone to influence them.
So parang, paano na... let decisions roll in this one, ganon. So, diba? Yun yung dun sila nahihirapan. Tapos, parehas kasi silang sobrang energetic.
Yeah. Diba?
True.
Alive, so true. Awake, enthusiastic.
I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. Ayan, game.
Eto, may to add lang din.
Mm-hmm.
In relation dun sa sinabi ni VP, as much as Libra will value togetherness, Aquarius will value solitude.
Mm-hmm.
And this could represent a big problem in their relationship because the Libra partner would seem clingy and not at all independent, which is totally the opposite of Aquarius. And
correct.
For Libra, Aquarius might seem like an uncontrollable lunatic who would do anything to destroy all relationships in the world.
Si Aquarius yung, I wonder how it feels to be a Pop-Tart.
Yes!
Siya si Pop-Tart.
Si Libra yung, kung ilagay kita sa microwave, nang maramdaman mo paano maging Pop-Tart.
Oo, gusto mo maramdaman, di ba?
Yung idea niya, bakit? Actually, ang ganda rin, in a way, they could complement each other when it comes to that. Kasi Libra likes to initiate ideas, tapos si Aquarius naman would respond with an original perspective of that idea. So if they could learn to work, if they could learn to work that, they could have a very good pairing.
Actually,
ayun.
Ang ano nga din daw is that the best aspect of their relationship is their ability to work together.
Collaboration.
Yes, kasi they both have a goal, which is social justice and the greater good.
Correct.
Diba? Again, magkaiba sila ng way eh. Diba?
Magkaiba sila ng atake, but they have the same goal. Tsaka ang maganda dito kasi si Libra, minsan they lose steam when it comes to implementing ideas. Yes. Whereas si Aquarius would inspire Libra's staying power. At least yung... between them, they have what it takes to bring brilliant ideas to fruition.
Yes.
Ah, diba?
Ang galing, okay. Actually. Parang, yung ano din dito is that, Libra may be the more procedural way of going about things, while Aquarius may be the weird way.
Unconventional.
Siya yung ano, yun, no? Siya yung alternative way. So parang, eventually, yun din naman.
Doon din sila mapupunta. Parang, extreme left and extreme right si Libra. Medyo middle ground swaying si Aquarius.
Okay. Yeah.
But both headed to the same direction.
Mm. Correct. Tsaka yung maganda rin, they're both social animals.
Yeah, yes, true.
Aquarius. They love people. Mm-hmm. They love helping people. That's ano eh, the common between air signs is they want to, yun nga, to help out other people, whether it's justice or social justice.
Oo.
Sila ba yung pairing na most likely maging open relationship?
Alam mo, pwede.
Maybe. Oo. Kasi
di ba medyo ang air signs ang medyo non-committal?
Oo eh.
Yeah.
For the greater good ang ano, di ba? Ang
sharing, oo, socialist.
Diba? Oo. So I guess when it comes to their sexual
let's
life.
Let's share.
Oo. And it's not a problem for them kasi hindi rin naman sila ganun ka-attached.
Oo.
Mabilis ma-attach or hindi nila binibigyan ng masyadong value yon. So, out of all the pairings, I think this one is the most easy
open.
Or pinaka smooth.
Amenable.
To
that. So, I guess to wrap things up dito sa pairing na to, what yung kailangan nilang tiisin is that they have to understand each other's differences when it comes to direction.
Yes.
Parang, we may go in different directions. Parang magkaiba tayo ng ruta ng ways, pero iisa lang
but ultimately,
yung goal.
Yung destination, iisa lang.
Diba? So,
yes, that's correct.
Once they set things in motion, no matter how you get there, just get here if you can.
Exactly.
Whether it's by sailboat,
winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to,
you have
is
to
call.
Do is call.
Correct. And I'll be there.
Be
yes,
there.
I will.
Yeah, I will. Oh, yun. Ganda. Oh, in fairness.
Diba? Ayun. So from scientific to just sobrang sabaw ng episode na to.
actually, you'll never know where it goes.
And that's Chastrology the podcast for you.
From the struggles to science.
If you're
singing. Oh, diba? SSS. Ang ganda.
Right? Triple threat.
If this is your, if this is your first time listening, this is it.
This
is what you're getting.
You're not gonna expect anything more from this. What?
Because it's already a lot. Because it's already a lot.
What you hear is what you get. But if you did listen all the way through, maraming salamat at umabot kayo dito sa part na to ng ating pag-uusap. Thank you for listening, ating mga kati. Yes? And remember, you can listen to all of our other episodes on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Radio Public, Castcast, whatever.
Lahat.
Yung ano, pagtataya ka sa lot.
Cast. Just go to Linktree, that's linktr.ee/chastrology.
Yes.
Yun. And yun, so, oras na para mamaalam, and we'll hear you again on the next one. Hindi naman yung sad
para
paalam.
Ayoko pa.
Happy paalam naman.
Yes.
Alright.
Okay, we'll hear you again on the next one. Maraming salamat. This has been your astrologer na Virgo na si VP na nagsasabing you've got a friend.
Oh my God.
Diba?
Ang ganda. And this has been your Cha Astrologer na Scorpio na nagsasabing, I may have been drinking the past 5 days, but I don't have a problem.
Good for you.
Normal lang siya.
Yes.
Sana all. And this has been your Cha Astrologer Gemini na nagsasabing, back to you, White Shrek.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.